The Ghana Armed Forces has confirmed its participation in the military action in Mali. 120 troops from the Engineers Squadron Regiment will be in Mali to provide specialized knowledge for the ECOWAS troops. The Director of Public Relations of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Mbawine Atentande, told Radio Ghana that Ghana cannot be left out in the operations.
The ECOWAS and then all those organizations that have requested for this. The issue is to go and push off the Islamists and to make sure that Mali still continues to maintain its territorial integrity. So we're going there to go and make sure that there is no secession in that country. So it's not about peacekeeping. Yes, we will go. Ghana is committing 120 troops. We have been requested to provide what we call an engineer squadron. That's a company of engineers. And then our role is to play an engineer support role for the mission. So the 120 people who are engineers, they come from the 48th Engineer Regiment and then other engineer resources. They will go there and provide a construction engineer support for the mission.
And when are they going?
Well, we're not sure when we'll go yet. The green light will have to be given to us to go. Currently, today, the chiefs of defense staffs of the sub-region are meeting in Mali today. Probably when they conclude their meeting, possibly there might be a way out as to when exactly we will go. But I think that if you recall, the UN, when it sanctioned this intervention, you know, gave after about September this year for troops to assemble into in the country. So we can see that probably it may be a few months before we go. But we are ready. We have concluded our training. We've marshaled all the resources that are available, the equipment, and we are standing by, you know, to move in as soon as the green light is given.
There are schools of thought saying that Ghana should not go because there will be implications for counter-insurgents. Do you agree?
I don't know what they mean. As a counter-insurgency, it doesn't depend on whether you go here or go there. If people want to be insurgents, they will be wherever they are and whatever. So we are even sitting here and planning against those things. There could be an insurgency here. It's not because we go to Mali that there would be an insurgency here. No, that's not it. But I think that there's a big reason why we should go there. And the point is that not one inch of any territory in this continent should be, you know, given out or taken.
Colonel Mbawine Atentande, the Director of Public Relations of the Ghana Armed Forces.
Meanwhile, a security analyst at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training School, Dr. Kwesi Enin, says developments in Mali are a major threat to the Sahel and the West African sub-region. He told Radio Ghana that the most disturbing situation in Mali is the use of Islamist radicals and the transnational criminal organized groups who are destroying holy sites in Mali. For him, the situation is so serious that the unilateral military action by France needs a second thought. He spoke to George Ankara.
No, I think it's a much wider problem than just the restoration of democracy. I think what is happening in Mali is a major threat to the stability of the edifice that we now know as West Africa. Precisely because those who are threatening the Malian state are not only targeting Bamako, but the grander agenda is the establishment of a caliphate that cuts across the whole of the Sahel and might possibly come down south. That is number one.
What is the caliphate? Can you explain?
A caliphate is like an Islamic kingdom in which Sharia law basically governs it. Now, if you remember, caliphates were established on or around the 14th, 15th century, and there has been a grand dream by Islamic extremists and radically consistently to try to recreate this perception of a caliphate. So that is the first point. The second point concerning Mali that I think is extremely disturbing is the conflation and the use of Islamic radical rhetoric and the relationship with transnational criminal organized groups, so that we are seeing the abuse of this great religion by people with very narrow interests joining with criminal groups to threaten the state. And therefore, you will see the way in which in northern Mali, those who have used the name of religion and the rhetoric of religion have also actually gone ahead when they have gotten some control of sorts to destroy holy sites. And that is what makes it extremely dangerous.
Dr. Enin agreed that it is absolutely necessary for Ghana to contribute troops to Mali.
We need to have a stronger, firmer voice. And I think we need to put our money where it will best help our interests. You see, because ECOWAS member states, right from the word go, realized the need for robust intervention in Mali. The challenge was that from the 70s and the 80s, with the introduction of structural adjustment programs, our militaries have been hollowed so badly that the ability even to transport ourselves into the theater of operation is a default thing. Okay, if you take the example of the Nigerian-led mission to Guinea-Bissau, Nigeria didn't have C-130 transport. They had to go and borrow it from some of its neighbors. So much as there's always a conversation around the nexus between military expenditure and development, I think in the last 20, 30 years, the types of challenges that African states face means that we need to reconsider our perceptions and conceptions around our military. And
you heard Dr. Kwesi Enin, who is a security analyst at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training School in Accra.